This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Well, this Sunday marks 40-year anniversary of the St Kilda Festival. Believe it, 40 years, Annie Louie. And we have secretly got the headline act, frontman, the guru himself, Mr. Ivor Davies. Welcome to the Annie and Ando Show.
Hello, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Hey, 40, can you believe it's 40 years since you first were the headline act back then in St Kilda?
I'd rather you didn't mention that.
As I said, 4 years ago, they were there.
What do you remember it being like back then?
You know what? I can't remember it. That was probably good.
Wow.
Yeah, no, I can't remember it, so that's really strange, because when I was told it was 40 years, and I went, oh, we
Time
did
flies.
A whole lot of stuff, but wow, you'd think I'd remember that.
Now, back then, it was Flowers was the band name. Your first album was Ice House. I'm guessing, was Wall performed back then? Was Wall out?
Walls was out, and it probably would have been pretty well the whole album.
Yep.
We kind of accumulated those songs over at least two years, maybe even more, because I was just a completely novice songwriter. So those songs are actually pretty much the first songs I ever wrote.
Wow.
And we just kind of added them one at a time. We went from, you know, in 1977 being a covers band to, by the time we got to 1980, we'd recorded that first album. So yeah, pretty much most of it, if not all of it.
That's amazing. Can you, for our listeners and those people that are not, can you explain the whole Flowers to Ice House name change for us?
Yeah, it is confusing.
Thank you.
It's actually relatively simple. We operated in Australia and New Zealand. We were signed and recorded that first album, which is called Ice House. And that attracted a lot of international attention. But when we were just about to sign to Chrysalis, which is an international company, they said, oh, we better run a check on the name just to see whether anybody else is using it. Now, it never occurred to a 23-year-old, 24-year-old or whatever that a band name is actually a business name.
Yeah.
And it turned out somebody else was using the name Flowers, and we actually had no choice. We had to find another name. And the logic was pretty simple, which was we're only known in Australia and New Zealand by two names, the name Flowers, which we obviously can't use, and the name of that first album, Ice House. So we adopted that.
There it is. The rest is, as they say,
in a funny sort of way, it was actually quite seamless, whereas it's happened to quite a few other Australian bands, including The Angels and, believe it or not, Sherbet, who couldn't release their stuff overseas under that name either.
Under that name.
What kind of feedback did you get from your fans when you did do that change?
It was we made a deal of it. We sort of did a tour to almost celebrate it in Australia. And there's a very famous moment too on Countdown. I don't know whether you remember, Molly had a segment called Humdrum, which was like the weekly news. And he actually deliberately went up to a ski resort in Victoria. And so there was a shot of Molly in the snow, holding up the album cover, announcing that we'd now become Ice House. Get it?
Wow.
He's in the snow.
Yeah.
And the thing about that was great, because that helped everybody know what had happened. But also, it famously was the first time he wore the hat.
Was it?
Yeah.
Wow.
So it was sort of quite a momentous little segment, that one.
And it's never come off his head since.
No, exactly.
So this Sunday, what can we expect at the St Kilda Festival?
We're actually quite excited, because we've been rehearsing. I have to admit, we are not playing 100% of the album. We're playing almost 100% of it. But we wanted to leave room for some other things, and I'm not going to give the game away, because they're related to that same period. So, yeah.
Something blue, maybe electrified, or...
No. They're from the Flowers period, so they're exactly what we would have been playing 40
Back
years
then.
Ago. And we are playing, in fact, songs that we haven't played for 40 years. So,
so you've been back practicing again?
We had a bunch of old guys having to learn new tricks, basically. But it was quite interesting going back and exploring those songs, because I'd forgotten some of them that we haven't played for a long time, and They are, from my point of view, because it's so long ago and I can kind of step outside them. It's very intriguing, really, seeing what I was doing with my first songs. From my point of view, anyway, it's probably not intriguing to anybody else, but it's interesting.
If you're just joining us, we're chatting to Ivor Davies, frontman of Ice House, and also the lead act this Sunday at the 40th anniversary of the St Kilda Festival. Now, you've got a tour this year. Is it Australia, New Zealand?
Oh, we're all over the place. Yeah, we are going to New Zealand, yes. Yes, two big shows that are sold out, I think, or maybe one of them. I think they might have added some extra seats, but that's going to be great because New Zealand's always great fun. It's a beautiful place.
Isn't it? Isn't it? I love New Zealand, and we have a lot of Kiwi listeners on our show, so a big shout-out to our Kiwi listeners. And I think you're there the first week of March, if my dates serve me correct, and then around the rest of Australia in, I think, April, May.
Yeah, that's right, and I think you probably know my dates better than I do, so well done.
Is there anything you're looking forward to doing while you're here for the festival or other bands that you're looking forward to seeing?
Well, everything, really, because I'll be coming down with my partner and we'll be exploring everything that's there, because I'd like to be able to remember more about this one than I did about the one 40 years ago. Yeah, as much as possible, I hope. And I get the impression that it's really going to be a huge sort of day. I think,
They're tipping record crowds. I'm just actually opening my weather app for you so I can give you a forecast for Sunday.
In terms of gigs that you've done recently, though, what's something memorable that you've performed?
Oh, well, actually, last weekend we did two shows at Melbourne Zoo.
Oh, wow. Twilight's kind of sessions?
Yeah, and that was really interesting. It was great. And luckily, perfect weather both days, which was fantastic.
So good. Yeah, imagine that. Animal noises while you're doing your set.
It's that whole weather thing. I don't know if you happened to cop Elton John on Friday night. Did you see any footage of his piano getting flooded and washed off the stage?
Oh, no. Really? Where?
Yarra Valley. So it was at the Yarra Valley, and this freak storm came over, and as it started to, it was a day on the green or a night on the green, so it was all out in the open. They're trying to cover him in a tarp, and all of a sudden all his keyboards and electrics started going, and they ferried him off the stage, and everything was a write-off.
Wow.
Halfway through, yeah.
Hopefully no tsunamis for St Kilda Festival.
I'm not jinxing you. I'm just like, poor Elton. Don't bring your $1 million piano with you, Ivor. That's what I'm saying.
I'm hoping you're going to tell me the weather forecast is going to be fabulous anyway.
30 degrees and a possible shower.
A possible shower is tolerable when it's 30 degrees, I think. We can do that.
Steam it up.
Yeah. I'll bring my umbrella.
Very nice. Hey, thank you so much for chatting to Annie and Ando or chatting to us today. We can't wait to see you there on Sunday and really get back to the music that started it all off 40 years ago. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Oh, yeah, very exciting. Thank you, and thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.